Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, it all started way back in 1960 up there in Dixville Notch. We decided, after smoking a couple bowls and doing some LSD, that we was going to start voting at midnight, even though nobody else in the whole country did it. Yeah. And here to this day.
Wonder why they decided.
We still
that.
Talk about it.
Yep.
Dixville Notch.
Yep.
Ring a bell. Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, tied with three votes each in that tiny New Hampshire township, Dixville Notch, because they're the ones that kick off election day very early in the day, as in like midnight. Yep.
What's up with that?
The tradition dates back to 1960. I think I gave you the probably the actual closest to the historical.
Okay. You may be right. You may be right.
Now, here's what we can draw from this. Dixville Notch isn't always predictive of the eventual winner, even for the state of New Hampshire. But this, to me, is much more valid information, and it is. There was only six votes cast.
Right.
In the past, Trump has lost in 2016 and also in 2020. Mm-hmm. The good news here is, this time at least, it's a tie.
Okay.
3-3 tie. Now, I left school long before we started learning about statistics, so but even my small mind can wrap its way around this and go, that is a good sign. Dixville Notch, a tie is like winning because you lost it in the previous two attempts there. So Trump gets the point on that one. Joe Rogan has endorsed Donald Trump. He is the number one podcaster in the nation. And not a politically active type person, not somebody who'd say, oh, yeah, he's conservative, he's going to vote for Trump. Not at all. Open-minded person, not afraid of talking about subjects and having guests on that might be controversial. I think that him, after sitting down with Donald Trump for 3 hours and coming away with the idea of not changing, you know, it doesn't speak to who he's voting for. Mm-hmm. He's going to vote for Trump, but when you put your name out there, and he has no reason, it's not like he's going to benefit from this. In fact, it's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt him. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm a Trump guy. Right. That's going to hurt him. I'll tell you that right now. But he did it anyway. That represents something in my mind that's real. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. I think we should take any story coming from the FBI foiling a terrorist plot with a grain of salt. I've said it before, but the FBI should be abolished. They've never foiled a terrorist plot. The only plots they foil are the ones that they help create and entrap people. Hmm. And I know a lot of people say, well, that's just the leadership. The regular agents are good guys. Those good guys are the ones entrapping people. Those good guys are the ones that spied on the Trump campaign And certainly more people were involved and knew about it and did nothing. It's not a good, honorable organization, and it never has been. That's the history of the FBI.
I think that maybe they haven't had a sterling reputation per se, but I think overall the minds of many Americans, they had a pretty good one. Did they cut some corners and stuff back in the day when, you know, Edgar Hoover took over, J. Edgar Hoover took over, or actually helped to form it, right? He was very young then. Yeah, they were going after the Prohibition folks, the people that, you know, the gangsters, Al Capone and all that. Yeah, did they cut corners? Yeah, because they wanted to win. They wanted to get the bad guys. But I think by and large, for a long time, they were very well respected. And I think by and large, the rank and file deserved such respect. That clearly has eroded. But I still think a lot of it is more to do with the top heavy, the top of the FBI versus rank and file, I think.
Yeah.
It's just my thought. I can't, you know, put that together in a way you could look at a spreadsheet or anything. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, guys. You are awesome. I want to thank you so very much for having Ron DeSantis on. He is amazing. He's wonderful. He's the best governor in the whole country. And I want to tell you that I'm sending angels so that as soon as Trump is declared the winner, you can have him on the Bob Rose Show. Oh, I would so love to hear him on your show. You guys are amazing. I just send you angels all the time. Thank you so very much for doing what you do.
Well, I gratefully accept those angels, Kay, yes. And it is always a pleasure to hear from you. And may the good Lord bless you.
Absolutely.
And may the angels protect you as well. And Kay has been with us.
Long
or
time.
With me. Mm-hmm. Not with us, but with me. Over 20, I think, since the very beginning.
137 years. That's amazing how long she's been listening
to her. I have not seen her in person for a very long time, but I'm sure she still has those beautiful eyes with that sparkle in it, I bet you.
She's got some sparkle to her, for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Whew. Trump, Harris, conclude campaigning. Now it's up to the voters. 77 million people cast ballots in early voting. That's tremendous. And you have to think that a lot of that was Republican because they're the ones that had to kind of adapt and change.
Right.
We're old school, man. I'd love it if it was just paper ballots, one day only.
Yep.
I could be open-minded enough to say, okay, let's do it for, you know, 3 days, maybe a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then finalize on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because scheduling and children and all that isn't always easy for a lot of people.
Right.
And so I would want to make it wide open, but if you can't get in those 4 days and you can't get a mail-in ballot done, it's really not that important to you, frankly.
So what's your thought on the, let's say it is a weekday and it's a holiday, because, you know, people have to account for that typically anyway. Does that make it easier, harder? Does that change your mind of going to a one-day-only thing again?
Well, I can tell you, raising three children, that anytime there, you know, was in school, like in a holiday,
right?
If you didn't have it off work or your spouse,
right,
it created, some difficulties for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We were fortunate. We were able to kind of patch our hours around in such a way that, for the most part, we didn't have to rely on, you know, external folks to look out,
right,
you know, look, watch the kids. But that wasn't always the case all the time. So, yeah. I know the idea of a holiday appeals to a lot of people because who doesn't like holidays?
Exactly. Even non-voters.
But when the kids are out of school, that puts, you know, additional burden on a lot of parents.
How about the half of the country that doesn't vote have to babysit that day if they get the day off?
Yeah, except that, I don't trust my kids with those half-wits.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, bad influences. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Next thing I know, my girls will be boys. And they'll go,
Yeah.
Well, we notified you of that.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
We notified
you. Yeah.
Check the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, we sent you an email. But I'm Bob Rose. I'm not good about that. Yeah. Tough.
Yeah.
It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, folks, time to go vote. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez will be with us in about 20 minutes on 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Another day in paradise. We are so blessed. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:21, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bucks lost in a heartbreaking football game last night. Yeah, Mahomes and company, known as the Kansas City Chiefs, the Bucks gave them a tough time. They had to take it all the way to overtime, but the Chiefs prevailed. They still have a perfect record. They are 8-0. They beat the Bucks last night 30-24. I'd be hating on Mahomes, but his Obama was wearing her Trump hat and talking about making America great again. So, all is forgiven.
Wow. That's all it takes.
Red hat
with a few letters on it.
That's it.
That's how
easy I am.
Wow, you are.
It's the Trump rearrangement syndrome. How about that? Rearrangement.
I like that.
Trump is toast. What? This comes from a guy who's probably eaten more than his fair share of toast and everything else that's been fed to him. Uh-huh. I'm talking about one of our favorite lefty filmmaker bozos.
Michael Moore.
Yes, Michael, I can't quite get the grease off my face more. Yeah. It's like, look, kid, you're not going through puberty anymore. You know, you're like 70 years old. You think you know what? It's called soap and a washcloth. Gotta give it a shot, pal.
Deodorant.
You know?
Yeah.
He says, I think they're going to be very surprised. Trump is toast. And he said it on, of course, the epitome of the most credible cable network there is, MSNBC. Yep, he's confident that former President Trump will not be making a political comeback on Tuesday.
Really?
Going so far as to say he is toast. He prefers cinnamon toast with a lot of sugar on it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The poll, and who doesn't?
Yeah.
That doesn't make him a bad guy. It's just you got to stop at two loaves a day. Mm. The polls indicate that Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in key battleground states. Okay. Well, I don't know. Polls actually indicate, when you use a matrix of them, that Trump is ahead in seven. Beyond the margin of error, I think in four or five of those states. But anyway, Okay, we'll say it is close. It is, according to the polls. But anyway, he's the guy that made that Fahrenheit 9/11 bowling for Columbine. I mean, and he has pretty much been wrong on everything. So I feel like it's one of those guys that you can turn to and go, okay, well, what does Michael Moore say? Oh, he says Trump's going to lose. Now I feel confident more so than ever that Trump's going to win. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The gift that the Trump campaign keeps giving us, I don't think they really are in touch with where the majority of Americans are at. The majority of Americans, according to Michael Moore, do not want this divisiveness. Oh, I agree.
Okay.
They don't want a threat of violence. I agree. We're okay to disagree with each other, but that's where it ends. Wait a second, pal. It's the people that are much more aligned with the Democrat Party that were burning buildings, rioting, and controlling areas of major cities like Seattle.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bozo, that's part of you. And Antifa, just like I said on day one, that they were the bad guys.
Yep.
And the media hid them and tried to cover for them and tried to say, no, 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 they're good guys. Bull called them out on it. Once again, they're on the side of the left. All right. It's very, very clear. So he talks about, he thinks the Trump people are out of touch. The Trump people are the American people, the people that get up every day and go to work, that pump gas into their vehicles, that don't want to be told you have to buy an electric car when they know they can't afford it. The ones who go grocery shopping every week and are not buying filet mignon, they're trying to feed a family of four and stay close to some semblance of a budget. He cannot relate to that in any way. And all the people he hangs out with, it is. It's all those bi-coastal lefties.
Mm-hmm.
And but he wants to say what he thinks Americans are or are not in touch with.
No.
He couldn't be further out of touch. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of lefties that might agree with him. But that's your rank and file, blue-collar, hardworking folks.
Just you mean everyday Americans?
That's what I'm talking about.
Everyday Americans.
Everyday.
Yep.
Hey. We're going to go to break so that we can pick up an interview with Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. She'll be on the show next, 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy day, Election Day. Can you believe it? We've waited 4 years. Some of us, anyway.
It feels like it.
Yep. It is 9:33, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. And 77 million people already cast ballots in this election. It's a big one for sure. Joining us now, very special guest, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. Governor, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you all?
We're doing fantastic. Obviously, we're excited. We're feeling pretty good about the possibilities that some good conservatives will win the day. What do you think? Let's go specifically toward the down ballot. How well do you think Republicans will do down ballot?
Well, I think given what we're seeing in terms of turnout, early voting was a huge success for Republicans throughout the state. And I suspect, and I think you all would agree, that Election Day is also going to be just a great opportunity for us to bring it home. And we're looking forward to the results coming out very quickly. As you know, under Governor DeSantis' leadership, we have made sure that elections are not only safe and secure, but they're efficient as well. So I'm excited about seeing the election results tonight, not only for candidates up and down the ballot, but also for amendments. As you know, we've been focused on that as well. So we feel really good. But of course, you're never going to be resting on your laurels. You're going to fight to the finish and you're going to be optimistic, but certainly cautious.
Absolutely agree. And I do think that you and the governor have worked really hard to take steps so that we feel in the state of Florida very comfortable with the level of integrity we have here. Of course, we have major concerns about other states, but that's not within the scope of where we want to go this morning. I know Amendment 3, it's pretty clear that you and the governor are both against this amendment. And instead of rehashing the whole thing, because we have talked about it extensively on the air, and I think we hit every nook and cranny, and the governor even, we spoke to him about it, and I still don't think we got really an effective answer. The Florida legislature, in my opinion, failed to address the issue before recreational marijuana got on the ballot. They could have secured some things like you can grow some amount of your own. They could have put in place some other laws that would have to do with driving, etc. But I think that I think they failed basically to address an issue because they're afraid of it politically. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't necessarily think they failed. I think, as you know, the legislature is confronted with any number of issues. Some issues, you know, that have come to the forefront, I can tell you as a legislator, for 8 years, I served from 2010 to 2018. Some of the things that they're dealing with today, I would have never dreamed would be issues that go before the legislature. Gender movement, for example, or other things that have come to the forefront because of some of the radical policies of the left. Now, you know, I think that To your point as to what was the impetus of getting this recreational amendment on the ballot, was it because of frustrations, because of lack of movement on the marijuana front? You know, I think the governor made a very valid point. When you talk about medical marijuana, right, the amendment, if you go back and you read the amendment language back when it passed several years ago, it was talking about debilitating conditions, you know, things like ALS, things like cancer, things that are obviously serious medical conditions. You know, the governor joked, but he joked sort of in jest, but sort of based on
reality. That for, you know, all politicians, it's definitely a possibility. I agree with that. Amendment 4, the abortion one, I think that that you have been clear. The governor's wife was very clear when I had her on the air. And really, it's the way this thing is written, opens the door to third trimester. Most Americans are just not in favor of that part of it. There's already, you know, you have the exceptions for rape and incest. So I think that you and others have made a great case why they should vote no on Amendment 4. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and one of the most important points that we've been bringing up, which you didn't mention right now, is the parental consent versus parental notification. Again, to your point, not the vast majority of Americans are not in favor of late-term abortions up until the moment of birth. And I would tell you that the vast majority of Americans, and especially in Florida, where we've prided ourselves on supporting parental rights and ensuring that parents have a say, that to remove parental consent from a dangerous medical procedure that has life-altering implications that could lead to many significant health complications, there is no reason why they should allow a child as young as 13, 14, to go get an abortion without parental consent. And that, for me, is disqualifying, not only as lieutenant governor, but as a mom myself.
Well, and I've got a daughter that's a PA and another son that's in medical school. So when they have the language that says something about a healthcare worker practitioner versus a doctor, the language opens it up for non-doctors, it sounds like, to perform these, you know, this surgical procedure that can be very dangerous. So I don't like that aspect of it either.
Yeah, no, I agree. A lot of those terms, healthcare provider, patient's health, they leave them open-ended, again, on purpose. And we'll go back to the same concept that we were talking about in the previous amendment. It's about a business model, expanding their business so that they can make a profit. And Parenthood, this has been said many times, they're in the business of expanding their business, but we're in the business of saving lives and protecting women. And I think that that's something that the debate on abortion gets very passionate. It gets very murky because they like to bring in a lot of different aspects to it that are not rooted in reality. That's one of the things that frustrated me so much during this campaign season, is that you see these ads on TV, and I'm sitting there watching it with my family, and they come on, and I'm like yelling at the TV, that's a lie, that's not true. And, you know, it's frustrating to see that campaigns just have really, they no longer care about the truth. If you want to argue on your principles, if you want to say that you believe in abortion up until the time of birth, then say it and debate it, and we'll have that argument. But for them to say that Florida, you know, that women are dying because, you know, there's no exceptions for life of the mother, that's just not true. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll continue to fight up until 7 p.m. tonight, and when the polls close, hopefully we'll get those election results really quickly.
Well, we really appreciate the back and forth, the debate, the conversation on these and other vital issues. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, thank you once again for being on the show. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. You too. Yeah,
I feel, because we've all done what she said she was doing, especially on the abortion one, when they would talk about, oh, it's between a woman and her doctor. Yeah, but that word's not in
the doctor's not even in
that's
there.
That's not there. So there's a lot of lying going on.
Well, yeah, and she made the point now, and I'll make it further, and that is, look, if you have to use deception and deceiving language and very broad language that is there purposefully opening the door and creating a situation that you are not upfront about, when you have to do that to get something passed, when it's the truth itself, when you cannot be transparent because you know it won't pass, that to me, that is the ultimate litmus test. Yeah. If you've got to lie about it, then it's probably not what they're telling you it is.
When you, and that they always called it a pretty much, you know, universal abortion ban. And when you've got to take an example of, well, there's a 10-year-old girl in Ohio, and it could happen here. Well, no, it's not here, and it is a different scenario.
I'll use graphic language. You miss your period. You go and get a pregnancy test. You can do all of that in a short period of time and address the issue accordingly. And really, I would like to see a lot more resources, focus, and energy on adoption and streamlining that process, and maybe, you know, furthering birth control to where it is more effective and you know, not bad for your health.
Yeah, there you go.
So
get out and vote today.
It's important. My friends, indeed. Hey, you know what we need?
What's that, Bob?
We need some things to make us smile.
Oh, I would like that.
Yeah. So here's some weed. Just kidding.
Just kidding,
Scott,
Bob.
Lieutenant Governor. Oh, she's still on the line. Yeah. Call in now. Things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts. Only non-political. Don't try to mess it up.
Don't
please.
Be sneaky. And if you're sneaky, no, don't be sneaky.
I got no patience for that because you're being deceitful and deceptive. That's what the devil does.
Yes.
Don't be Satan when you call.
Smile.
877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is up next. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Another day in paradise. Time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Let's go. Good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
Well, back in 2001, during the first week of November, I drove a new car off the lot. I'm not going to say what kind because I want to protect my anonymity. And I've had that car 23 years.
Wow.
It still looks great inside and out. It's my baby. I pamper her. And it's such a good-looking car. People sometimes stop me in the parking lot and ask me questions and want to look at it. And so 23 years, probably the longest relationship I've ever had. Thanks, guys.
Well, and it paid off, that investment in buying your first Ferrari. So
yeah,
well,
next time we chat, I want to know what that car is for sure.
Good morning, Larry. What's making you smile?
Well, now I'm doubly smiling because of what Pete just said. I can't believe that he called in with that story because I own a 22-year-old truck that I'm still driving. Now, it's like close to 270,000 miles, but whatever. I'd take off tomorrow to go to Alaska, but that's not why I called. I called because I've been working on my 62-year-old tractor. No, 63-year-old tractor, Massey Ferguson, for the last couple of days. And yesterday, I finally installed all of the stuff I bought. And my God, she's driving like a brand new tractor again, purring like a pussycat.
Oh, that's got to be a good feeling
nice.
When you put it together and it's vintage, but
those are
it's
cool.
A tractor.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like old trains and just mechanical things like that are really cool.
Really is.
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks for your input. Playing along on Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Don't go away. Next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Dana Lash.
If I find out that a friend of mine didn't vote, I literally disinvite them to places.
The Dana Show, now, 10 p.m., nights.
I don't give a rat's backside because you didn't do nothing to help me with my taxes. You ain't coming to dinner with me. Step up.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Apparently, Russia schemed to send incendiary devices shipped through commercial carriers on planes that would potentially end up in the U.S. The group's activities consisted of sabotage and diversion related to sending parcels containing camouflaged and explosives and dangerous materials via courier, which could spontaneously ignite or detonated during land and air transport. Thank goodness these folks and the plot got busted, but that is a scary thought. Incendiary devices on planes, not only is that not good, but it literally is the smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. God bless Trump. See ya!
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help.
With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.